It's funny being the Coast Guard and living in Columbus, because that's kind of not close to the sea.
Right.
So I guess well, he traveled,
they lived by the river and all. I guess he just wanted to migrate toward the water.
Yeah. Okay. How about your mother's parents? Grandparents on that side.
They're all from Brunswick in the Shallotte area. Well, actually, it's Holden Beach area, I guess, would be it.
Okay. And how about your father's parents?
Alabama, but I don't know, because they moved over to into Georgia, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I would just say Columbus, Georgia. Okay. That would be my grandmother. I know my grandmother's from there because their family cemetery is in on one of the firing ranges for Fort Benning,
mm-hmm.
So they fenced it off and all for them, so I know that that's where they're from. But my grandfather, I'm not really sure. He died when I was about a month old, so I really didn't know him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Do you know if any of your relatives ever came from other countries or anything like that?
I'm sure they did, but I don't really know. I know I've heard my mother talk about the Irish and the English. My mother was a so I think they were came from that area. My husband would have been really the one you needed to talk to. he can tell you all these things about his, because they kept family trees and all that sort of thing. And they were German and Scotch-Irish, so he could definitely tell you exactly what you need to know.
Get my husband started on that. You know, you hear about everybody you never even wanted to hear about.
That's the way their family is. And ours, we're just sort of my grandmother on my daddy's side was a Mormon, and she did the genealogical work, but and she had the records, and she gave them to Mother, but I don't know where they
mm-hmm,
are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have just a lot of questions about different ordinary things and kind of what the typical terms would be for them.
Okay.
So we'll just go through them.
Okay.
It starts off with the house. Like, what do you call this room that we're in here?
It's probably... we have a living room, but we live in here, so mm-hmm. I would just call it a living room.
Okay. And let's see, you got a heater in your fireplace. Did you have a fireplace where you grew up, or?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know people have those metal things inside them that hold the logs up?
Right.
What do they call those?
What do we call those?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
Okay.
They have fire dogs, but I call them greats.
Okay. And how about the piece that's up over the...
the mantle?
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood would you use to start a fire with?
We used kindling to start the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The little bits of kindling, we call it. It's a little seasoned pine, I guess. The heart of the pine,
uh-huh,
whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's fat. They call it fatty wood, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
that's exactly what I'm looking for. All those local, you know, terms. Okay. So, okay.